Welcome to your deep dive all about mindfulness. We've got a really interesting stack of material to get through from Orion Windsor.
Yeah, looks like we're doing a deep dive into mindfulness itself this time.
We are. You've given us excerpts from his mindfulness workbook and journal, and then some info from his website, like his bio, and then, oh, he's got a podcast too.
Okay, so it seems like you're interested in more than just the definition of mindfulness, though, right? You want to know how to actually, like, use it.
Exactly. So less talking about it, more like, how can we actually use this stuff?
Practical application.
Yes. A mindfulness toolkit. That's what we're going for.
I like it.
So to start, I mean, we should probably define it, right? Orion defines mindfulness in his workbook as, and I'm going to quote here, a state of being fully present and engaged in the current moment without judgment or distraction.
Easier said than done, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, how do you actually do that?
Right. It sounds so simple.
It does. And I think the key that he emphasizes over and over again, the real key here, is the non-judgmental part. It's not about, like, stopping your thoughts or feelings. It's more about just noticing them.
Okay.
Without, like, getting swept away by them.
Without judgment.
Exactly. I think he uses the example of, like, watching cars go by.
Okay.
You see them, you acknowledge them, but you don't, like, hop in the driver's seat of each one and take it for a ride.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, and that's where I think the toolkit aspect comes in.
Yeah.
He actually provides practical techniques to help you actually cultivate that mindset, like in everyday life.
So it's not just this, like, floaty idea.
Right.
It gives you actual things you can do.
Exactly. And one of the ones that, you know, he starts with in the workbook, it's the first section that you highlighted, which makes me think it's something you're interested in, is mindful eating.
Yes. This is big for me, or not big for me, but I struggle with it. How about that?
Sure, yeah.
Mindful eating, how to cultivate awareness and enjoyment in every bite. Now, I will say, full disclosure, I am the queen of eating lunch at my desk while answering emails.
Well, join the club, right? I mean, like, that's super common these days.
It is.
And he even talks about that in the book, like, yeah, how we've kind of gotten to this point where we've almost disconnected the act of eating from the experience of enjoying the food.
Yeah. Yeah, and he actually tells a really funny story about how he realized one day that he could not remember what he had for dinner the night before.
Wow.
At all. And it's because he wasn't paying attention. He was just, like, watching TV or something and just shoveling food in his mouth. And he was like, what am I even doing?
Yeah, and that's where this whole concept of mindful eating comes in.
Okay.
It's not just, you know, about the food itself, but it's about, like, actually being present with each bite.
Savoring it.
Savoring, exactly. Okay. He really emphasizes that, mindful eating can actually, like, physically improve your digestion.
Oh, interesting.
It can help with making healthier food choices.
Oh, okay.
Can even, like, help prevent overeating.
That's huge.
Because you're more in tune with your body's signals when you're eating mindfully.
Okay, so how do we do it?
So he has this great worksheet.
Does he really?
He does. It's called the Mindful Meal Worksheet, and it's in the workbook. And it basically guides you to check in with yourself before, during, and after each meal.
Before?
Yeah.
I never would thought to do that.
And you know what? I tried it. I was curious.
Yeah.
And I was amazed by how often I would just, like, completely rush through a meal without even realizing it.
I can totally see that.
And it makes such a difference.
Wow. That's really interesting. I'm going to have to try that Mindful Meal Worksheet thing.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. It's really eye-opening.
And speaking of being present and aware, you also flag the section on mindful communication.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
I feel like we could all use a little bit more of that.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Navigate.
He really emphasizes that mindful communication is about being fully present in conversations, like really listening actively to what the other person is saying.
Really listening, not just waiting for your turn to talk.
Exactly. Exactly. And then also thinking about what you're going to say before you say it, speaking with intention.
With intention. Okay.
He talks about how, like, you know, so much of our communication is actually nonverbal.
Oh, interesting.
Our body language, our tone of voice, you know.
Our silences.
Even our silences. Yeah. Like, all of that communicates something.
So it's not always about, like, what we're saying. It's how we're saying it. And even when we're not saying anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not always about saying more. You know,
right.
It's about being mindful of, like, choosing our words carefully and being mindful of the impact they have.
Okay. So, like, thinking before you speak, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And remembering those I statements he mentions.
Oh, yes. He gives some really good examples of those in the book.
Yeah, he did. He gives a really good example of, like, you know, instead of saying you're always late, You could say,
which I've definitely been guilty of.
Right, exactly. But instead you could try, I feel frustrated when I'm waiting and don't know when you'll arrive.
Oh, that's so much better.
You're taking responsibility for your own feelings instead of placing blame.
And it's just more constructive, right?
Exactly.
Like the other person is more likely to actually hear you and respond to that.
Right, because it's not an attack.
Okay, so moving on from communication, although I guess it's all connected, right?
It is, yeah.
You also highlighted mindful movement and breathing.
Oh, yes.
And I have to admit, when I first saw mindful movement, I was like, ugh, yeah. Really, one more thing to be mindful of.
Yeah, it sounds a little intimidating at first.
It does.
But I don't think he means it as like adding something to your to-do list.
Okay.
It's more about bringing awareness to the movement you're already doing.
So like what, like walking?
Yeah, like feeling your feet on the ground as you walk, or if you're doing yoga, noticing the sensation of your breath as you move through the poses.
Oh, okay.
Or even just like paying attention to your posture while you're sitting at your desk.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. I'm always catching myself hunched over my computer.
Me too. It's so easy to do.
Yeah.
And he talks about how, you know, that actually, that physical posture can actually impact our mental state.
Oh, interesting.
Like if you're feeling stressed and you notice you're all tense, just like relaxing your shoulders can actually help to calm your mind a little bit.
Wow. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, it's amazing how connected the mind and body really are.
It is.
And speaking of connection, he also dives into a few different breathing techniques.
Okay, so this is separate from movement.
Yeah, this is more like, you know, finding those moments throughout the day to just like kind of
center yourself.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
He talks about counting your breaths, doing belly breathing. He even mentioned some visualization techniques.
Okay, and these are all things that you can just do anywhere, right?
Exactly. You don't need any special equipment or a fancy studio or anything.
Yeah.
He really emphasizes that even just like a few minutes of mindful breathing can have a huge impact on your stress levels.
Seriously.
And your overall well-being.
That's amazing because it seems so simple.
It is. It's deceptively simple.
Okay. I'm intrigued. I'm going to have to try this.
Yeah. He even suggests like setting a timer on your phone for a few times a day just to remind yourself to like pause and breathe.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, it's like a little mini meditation break.
Little reset button throughout the day.
Exactly.
You know, one thing that really stood out to me in this section was the connection he makes between mindful movement, breathing, and like our ability to handle stress.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like he seems to think those things are key for navigating difficult situations.
Yeah, he actually shares a story about how he used mindful breathing during a really stressful meeting at work.
Oh, wow.
And it helped him to, like, stay grounded and present.
Even though everything was chaotic around him.
Exactly. He calls those techniques his anchors.
I love that.
Yeah, for, like, staying afloat when life throws those inevitable storms our way.
It's like having a life raft.
Exactly.
So you're not just completely swept away by whatever is happening.
Exactly.
And speaking of navigating life storms, you also highlighted the sections on mindful work and self-care, which I think are so crucial in today's world.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because it's so easy to just get caught up in the hustle and bustle.
It is. And then we end up feeling completely burnt out.
Exactly. And he really emphasizes that setting boundaries is not selfish.
Okay, good. Because I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah, me too. But he's like, no, it's an act of self-respect.
Oh, I like
that. It's essential for protecting your well-being. And he even provides a bunch of affirmations for mindful work and self-care, like little mantras you can repeat to yourself.
Oh, like, what? Give me an example.
Okay, one that I really liked was, I give myself permission to rest and recharge.
Oh, I love that one.
Right.
It's so easy to feel guilty about taking a break.
So easy. But he really emphasizes that self-care is not a luxury.
Yeah, essential.
It's essential for being our best selves in all areas of life, you know?
Right, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly.
And he gives you some really practical tips, too.
Yeah, he does.
Like, what were some of them?
Okay, so, like, creating a designated workspace.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So you're not just like working from your couch all the time, you know?
Right. Blurring those lines.
Exactly. And then setting boundaries around technology use.
Like putting your phone away.
Yeah. Like no phones at the dinner table.
I need to do that.
It's hard. Right.
It's so hard.
But so important.
Yeah. And scheduling regular breaks throughout the day.
Yes. Like actually getting up and moving around, not just like scrolling through social media.
Right. Like actually taking a break.
Yes.
He even talks about the importance of taking a mindful lunch break.
Imagine that.
I know, right?
Like actually stepping away from your desk.
Away from the computer. Actually savoring your food.
Radical. Right.
Right now, what a concept.
But so important. And you know, all of this, it's like really shines through that he's not just like talking the talk, he's walking the walk, you
Oh,
know.
right. Like he actually lives this stuff.
He does, and it's inspiring to see.
Yeah, and it's not like he's coming from this place of perfection either.
No, not at all.
You know, he's very open about crediting his mindfulness practice with helping him through some challenging times in his life.
You remember how he talks about like the support of his loved ones in the foreword of the book?
Yes, he specifically thanks Nina, Darren, and John,
Yeah,
right?
he ducks.
It's like he's not afraid to be vulnerable and say, hey, I needed help getting through this.
Yeah, and it makes his message that much more authentic, you know?
It does. It's like he's not just preaching from a pedestal. He's like, hey, I'm right there with you.
Right, he's sharing his own journey and the tools that have helped him along the way.
And speaking of his journey, you marked his podcast from his website,
Yeah, he's got a whole podcast.
the Orion Windsor Podcast.
He calls it that.
He does.
Straightforward.
I know. But it's on, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the usual places.
Okay, cool.
And he talks about all sorts of things related to mindfulness,
Okay.
dealing with difficult emotions, finding purpose in daily life.
So he's really into getting this message out there.
He really is. He's not just like writing a workbook to make a buck.
No.
This is clearly something he's super passionate about.
Which is nice to see.
It is. And speaking of things he's passionate about, we got to talk about his mindfulness journal.
Oh yeah, that was the last thing.
This is where the rubber meets the road, in my opinion.
Putting it all into practice. It's,
Exactly.
yeah.
He even has it like divided into sections, you know?
Though does he?
Mindful eating, mindful communication, movement, breathing, work, self-care.
He's got a whole system.
He does. And it's not just like blank pages, you know?
Okay.
He gives you all these journal prompts to get you thinking.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so for mindful eating, he asks, how does your body feel after a meal you've eaten mindfully versus one where you were distracted?
Oh, that's interesting.
Right. Makes you think.
Yeah.
And he's not like judging you for it. He even has one that's like, what are some non-food related activities that bring you joy and satisfaction?
Oh, I like that one.
Right.
Yeah, it's not just about food.
It's about your whole life.
Your whole life, yeah.
This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop. This
It
is about bringing mindfulness to your everyday experience.
exactly.
And you know what I appreciate about his approach is he's not like, you have to be perfect at this.
Oh, good, because who is?
Right. Nobody. He even says mindfulness is a practice.
Okay, yeah.
And some days you're going to be better at it than others.
That's reassuring.
Right. And that's okay.
Yeah.
He even has a whole section in the journal for gratitude
Oh, nice.
to remind you to focus on the good stuff.
I like that a lot.
So I think if we're going to wrap this deep dive up, the main takeaway from Orion Windsor's work here is mindfulness isn't this big, scary thing.
Right, it's not just for monks or whatever.
Exactly. It's really about like, how can I bring more presence, more awareness to my actual life?
And he gives you so many different ways to do that,
He
which
does.
is amazing.
So hopefully you've gotten some good tools from this deep dive, some things you can actually start using.
Yeah, your own little mindfulness toolkit.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to do it all perfectly.
Be kind to yourself along the way.
Yes, that's the most important thing.